You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. The end of season 7.
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah. And what an eclectic mix this season's been.
It's been, how can I, you say eclectic? It's been, I know varied is the same word, but it has been, hasn't it? It's been so varied in guests, but also what we're talking about as well.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think, oh, maybe we should be more organised and theme things a little bit better. Maybe we should have a themed season. But yeah. Actually, I really enjoyed this season and the complete mix of people that it brought to us and the topics that we talked about.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favourite ones. They're all my favourites, really, because you do one and then the next one comes along and you think, oh, that's really good. But Ione from yes. Tourette's Action.
Yeah, I think that was a brilliant episode to kick the season off, because this is a subject that just isn't talked about very much. Driving with Tourette's and actually doing some myth busting about Tourette's.
Yeah, well, that's how it started for me, wasn't it? Because I thought it was one thing and then it just escalated of what it actually is and how it affects people and how that can then affect their driving. So great episode for me, that one.
And I find myself recommending that episode lots. I'm often recommending it to driving instructors when we're talking about neurodiversity in terms of how you adapt your lessons and how you work with somebody with neurodiversity. It doesn't have to be Tourette's. Listen to that episode and it will give you some really good ideas about how to adapt driving lessons. So whatever your neurodiversity condition, I think that episode is a really useful one.
Yeah, and we had Chris Benstead.
Yes.
And we were talking about theory, but we also diverse slightly on that one.
Yep, that's it. Neurodiversity came in yet again. That's right. And that was really interesting to hear his take on the theory test and the reasons why people fail the theory.
Yeah, and it's people's understanding, isn't it? But I mean, it was great to hear it from someone else who specialises in that type of work now, theory. So it was great to talk to him.
Yeah, no, that was great. And we've known Chris for a long time, but just haven't got round to working with him. So that was good as well.
Yeah. And then we had San Harper.
Yes, well, San obviously is a returning guest and San is great. Anything to do with mindfulness, obviously, we love. But that bringing it in, mindfulness overlaps into so many different things and bringing in that element of the alter ego.
Yeah, putting on that jacket, whatever you want to be.
We were sort of like saying about just taking on that persona, didn't we? So who would you drive like? Or driving like your sort of more confident self. So taking on, where is it in your life that you are confident and bringing that into your driving? That set up a really interesting conversation. We know that quite a few people have been trying that out and have had great success with it. So that's great. And this is what it's all about, isn't it? It's trying to give some practical tips and ideas that you can take away and use. And we've had people come and say to us, oh, yes, we've tried that with somebody and it worked really nicely. So that's great.
We had James from Blue Light Aware.
Yes. That was as a result of Blue Light Aware did a campaign in December, just trying to raise awareness about what we should be doing when we see blue lights on a journey. So we thought that would be really useful because that is a source of anxiety for some people, isn't it?
Yeah, and James was a really nice person as well and explained it from both sides, because he's obviously sitting in police cars as well as what other things he does in the industry. So it was nice to hear from his side what we believe and what's not and what is, and how to deal with certain situations like red lights, or if you see a blue flashing light, all the sounds that it makes. And so, yeah, no, I think that was a great episode.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that even though that wasn't something that bothered me when I was driving, I've always been pretty confident when there's been a blue light situation. But actually, I have noticed, and yesterday I was driving and there were two blue light situations in one 10-minute journey, and they weren't going to the same incident. They were going in different directions for different incidents. But I know that when that happens, I am thinking about that information. So it is helpful.
Yeah.
It has just refreshed what do we need to do and what to look out for.
And I think sometimes these podcasts are just a refresh for some people, aren't they?
Yes.
And that can make them really good, because it is like a little snapshot. Oh, yeah, that reminds me.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just updating information.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, that was really good. But then we had, from a result of a podcast we did before, we had Dr. Jeff Foster come on.
Yes.
Now, I read his book after the recommendation, and I said, look, we've got to try and get Jeff on.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit starstruck because he'd been on BBC TV and everything. But yeah, it was another great podcast talking about driving.
Yes.
From a different perspective and how it affects us.
And I just think it is that... bringing in so many different things affect our driving. Life affects our driving. Cool. So bringing in these different topics and different people's points of view, and the fact that testosterone deficiency, it can increase anxiety, it can reduce confidence, it can increase brain fog. So all of that sort of concentration, attention, confidence, it's all related into our hormones. So of course that would have an impact on driving. So what a great thing to try and raise awareness of and just have a bit more information about.
And I think that's the key there, wasn't it, from that podcast, was raising awareness. And the more we can raise awareness, the more action we can take.
Yeah.
So that was good.
I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps.
So that was our main guests.
Yes.
For season 7. So we also added in our own little bits, didn't we?
Yes.
So we had the Grow model, and we talked through, or should I say I talked through.
You talked through, yes.
Questions that you can ask yourself to complete it. So starting off with the goal and reality and what options you have and a way forward to how you're going to get there. And I just think that was a nice... I'm going to say a gentle one to just dip in and dip out again at certain points throughout the year if you wanted to.
Yeah, and that was a really nice episode that I felt was one that people could stop and start. So they, like you say, they can dip in and out, but equally they could be listening, they could pause, they could answer the questions, see where they get to, and then press play again to get to the next stage. So it was quite a practical... doing podcast if somebody wants to use it in that way. So I think that was quite a good one.
Yeah, we talked about avoidance.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically turning right, but I think avoidance is a big subject, isn't it? And we was talking about coming out of a junction to turn right, so that was a bit daunting, or whatever words people would use or could use to avoid dealing with a situation. And I know some people say, well, I'd never drive down this road again, because there's no need, I can go round it. Well, that's a form of avoidance. But it was nice to talk about it again, and I know some people have come to me since then and said, I'd never drive on that road, Kev.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, I'll never drive on it. So,
yeah, and I think, I mean, we had those conversations, didn't we, about when avoidance is okay, and sometimes it's sensible and it's a choice, but also when avoidance is becoming a problem, yeah, and when that's beginning to impact your life and impact your driving. Yeah. And let's face it, when we are working with people one-to-one, it's generally because somebody's avoidance is then impacting on their life.
Yeah, it's just grown and grown and grown. So the more you don't, you avoid it, don't you? It becomes the natural thing to avoid.
Yeah.
We also talked about, and we do this lots now on driving lessons with me, and I know my students are doing it more, but active passengers.
Yes. So this was an interesting one because it wasn't on the list for us of potential episodes going forward in the future. But I was working on a presentation and I realised that this was a piece of advice that we offer out quite a lot on our workshops and in our talks. We talk about active passengering. So when it clicked, I just decided, right, let's get it on the list. And actually, we decided to record that one quite quickly. So that was an unplanned episode, really. That was sort of like we slotted it in because once we'd thought of it,
we needed to get it out.
We needed to get it out because it is a piece of advice that we give quite a lot. And again, we've had feedback on that from people, haven't we?
Yeah, and it's something quite simple to do, but unless you've been told about it, you potentially wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So again, that was, like you said, the feedback afterwards is interesting. And the feedback I get from lessons for people being an active passenger is quite interesting, what they notice, because they are being more active and thinking about it from a driver's perspective from the passenger seat.
Yeah.
So then we had our episode 100.
Yes, our milestone episode. Yay! And we're so grateful to those people, those past guests who just took the time to record us a little message for you and put that out in that compilation episode. So that was great. That just felt like a lovely achievement, really.
It's a milestone, isn't it, really? To complete 100 of anything.
Yes, and actually, I was just writing something for someone else about the podcast and was able to say, we now have a library of over 100 episodes. It just feels like an achievement, doesn't it? It just feels like something that, when you talk about it, that sounds great. We've got a library of just over 100 episodes for people to listen to with a wealth of information, support, tips, advice, stories. That's amazing.
Yeah, and when we started this, I didn't think we'd really get to that point.
No, I think we started without really having a forward plan. we just started.
We knew we wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So we did it, and we've just carried on. So it is one of those things. So we thanked all the guests, we normally do, but I think at this point, if you're listening to this, I just want to thank you for listening.
Yes.
Because it's the feedback we get from people that, we'll keep going, we'll do that, or we need to talk about this more, or whatever it is. So, yeah, for the people that are listening to this, thank you. The people that took time to tell us some stories, thank you.
Yeah, and a thank you from me as well to all of our listeners. It really is. It really is amazing. And we're glad and happy that you find it helpful and useful. So going forward, we will be having a season break. But what I'm going to do is the same as I've done over the past couple of season breaks, which is pop in some of those short bonus episodes for you. So I will continue to take out some snippets from that bank of 100 episodes. I'll take out some very short snippets, around 5 minutes each, so that you've got something to keep you going every week while you wait for season 8.
Yeah, and talking about season 8, it gives me the opportunity to ask people, if there is something that you want us to talk about, or if you feel there's someone we need to get on the podcast that's going to help and people will benefit from them coming on, get in touch.
Yep, please feel free to send us your thoughts. What would you like to hear? We have got some ideas. We've got some plans on the list.
We do have plans now. Yes, we do have
plans.
And
we were speaking to somebody at the weekend, actually, that we need to get booked on. So we have got a few plans, but we also have spaces. So we are very open to your ideas and feedback.
Yeah.
So we hope that you enjoy the shorts over the season break, and we look forward to coming back with season 8 in a few weeks' time. If you'd like to get in touch, then all of our contact details are in the show notes, as always. And so all that leaves us to say is, until next time, have a great day, whatever you're doing. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.